Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mystery Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and I'm presenting the show to you tonight. I'm hoping Joanne will be here soon. First of all, I would like to say, for anyone new to this radio show or listening to this radio show, that this show is dedicated to Amin. She is world-leading mystic and seer of our time, and all of the sacred teachings that she has brought through into humanity. So I just thought I would give you a little update as to what's happened since last week. So first of all, Amin had her first silent retreat in the first in many months. I would love to share with you what was actually said, from the actual silent retreat. And if you go to www.spiritualjourneys.com, click on Amin's diary, and you will see a beautiful picture of Jan and some other sacred participants, students of Amin's. And it's a lovely interdimensional picture, and it seems that they're like fairies dancing around in a circle around Jan, which is it's very, very sweet. She looks very happy, actually. It's very cute. So anyhow, without further ado, I'm going to read what was said. In speaking to those who attended Amin's first silent retreat since her absence, we hear about the deeply moving experience to be with her again. Many tears of joy were shed, and there was fun as fairies, elementals, and angels came to visit. All said it was like coming home to be together again. Oh, very beautiful. We share some of the quotes from the participants. It was incredible in so many ways. Amin looked radiant and stunning, quite unbelievable, actually. Everyone was so happy to be with her. Several people were able to take clear interdimensional photos that were identified as fairies, angels, and small flying elemental. The first silent retreat, we asked Amin for feedback. She says, I was delighted at the perfection of the event. First of all, the profound insights arising from the week came effortlessly as a result of doing daily individual blessings on each one present. Every participant seemed to carry deeply metaphysical information that yielded itself the moment I placed my hands on their heads. This provided the missing keys of why manifestation hasn't always been as immediate and as successful as we would like. This will be taught by Rohir in the Moscow retreat at the end of March. In the past, during retreats, we've done planetary work that has kept balance on Earth. But during this retreat, the students focused for a time each day on the restoration of peace and stability to nations, while I focused on only on removing occlusions from them as proxies, an enormous benefit to them that will bring great positive changes in their lives. The light of our joy to be together and the love we felt for each other was all the stronger for the fact that it was beyond words. It is this that drew in so many fairies and angels. We all felt wrapped in a blanket of love, such a healing experience. My deep gratitude to those who attended. It was my privilege to be with you. Amin. So, I mean, what a gift to actually, be in Amin's presence again. Oh my God, I have no words for it. It's just, wow. To be in her presence, you will never be the same again. I can guarantee you that. If you decide to go to one of these incredible beyond word retreats, and I've had the privilege to be at many retreats with Amin, and very, very deeply grateful to have had the privilege and hope to again. I would highly recommend going because you will maybe something that's bothered you for a very long time, maybe even years. Something happens that you shift things. You get the insights that are so deep, they become effortless. And it's like you're clearing eons of threads, of occlusions, as Amin was saying, and from not only from yourself in your reality, but in all of existence because of the sacred work that you're actually doing at that stage And if you feel it inside to go, then you're feeling this inner calling, then trust it, because it's like the infinite whispering through, you know, the subtle nuances and being sensitive enough to actually feel that calling. You can't really put into words Almeen's retreats. They're just beyond words, and it's so interesting that they're private silent retreats. And she is doing another one on March the 7th, and it's Monday to Friday, and the tuition is $2,000. So you can leave a $500 deposit by September. And actually, that was it. So that was it. But that's just the advertisement that just happened. Sorry. But anyway, hopefully she'll be doing more of them. That's the way I look at it. And it's the start of hopefully many more to come, because I, for one, have missed her. And I would really love to see her in the physical again. And on that note, I'm going to bring Joanne on. I think we've got Joanne here. Do we have Joanne?
Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hello, Vanessa. Hi, you can hear me good.
Yeah, I was just filling in our listeners, our beloved listeners.
Yeah.
And my family
heard,
was
I heard
you.
Yeah,
and I just thought, yeah. Wow.
I just didn't want to disturb you mid-flow. I know the photograph is really sweet, isn't it? The one of Jan with all the little fairies. And if you zoom in, actually, you can see particularly one of them has... you can see his little wings more clearly.
How do you zoom in? I'm trying to zoom in right now.
Yeah.
It looks like nearly a necklace, doesn't it?
Huh?
It looks like a necklace, and I feel like I actually recognize the girl beside Jan, but I've never met her before, but I feel like I know her. It's really interesting. I'm like, I know this person.
I know. I've had that experience today as well.
I have that feeling, and I've never met her in my life, and I'm like, I actually know her. And I don't know how, but I just feel it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what happens at Almeen's retreats, by the way, for those who feel the pull. It's like, it is like going home. It's like coming home. That's the only way you can explain it. You know, my son went to a retreat with Almeen. He was blessed enough to go to a retreat with her. And he said to me, Mom, he said, I feel like I'm at home. I feel like I'm related to these people.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, you know, it was amazing to hear his perspective on it. And, oh, what a gift, what a gift. Just wow. So
you wanted to talk a little bit about the god Merkaba, people have been talking about on and off for the last year, actually. And I know it's something that has been kind of spoken about on some of the the Facebook pages and whatever, and Almeen's page and whatever. But to be honest with you, I don't know an awful lot about it. Can you explain what it's about, or your experience or whatever? Because I certainly don't, actually.
Yeah. Okay, I've done the God Merkaba meditation a good few times. And I feel it's something that you need to be very consciously aware of when you're doing it. You know, some meditations you can kind of just drift off and be like, oh, that's lovely, you know. you know, and you're like, la, la, la.
I can't remember whether I have the two or three of the ones that you can get online, but usually what happens with me when I'm listening to meditation is I'll hear her saying, just lie back and relax. And then I'm just gone. I mean, I am gone. I don't remember anything else. So, I know everybody has different experiences of it, but they're very, very, very powerful. And actually, when you do them, you come out of them, you feel like a new person. So I'm just really curious to know what this one is all about.
Well, I'm not really going to get into too much about what it's all about, because the meditation is free. And it's online, so I'll read a little bit about what she has already posted, and for those who want to go and research more, they can. So the God Merkaba and manifestation is supposed to be the thing to help manifest, basically, extremely powerful, where you're changing the configuration of the pyramids within your field to that of a God being, basically. These God beings have certain configurations in their fields, and certain, I think, three sets of pyramids that are spinning specific ways, and the same with the bottom ones, and they all have to change to spin certain ways. And when you do different things, it means you can receive more or you can give more, and it's proactive or receptive. So it depends on which more of your feminine you want to express or which more of your masculine, you know, which would be more proactive. So this is a very evolved way of actually pulling things into your environment and fanning the flame. So she goes deeper into how to fan the flame. And also to, when you're fanning that flame, say, for example, you're you know, as Almin said, for like, you know, for Syria and for Brazil, how she put out the call and asked us to actually please consider doing this meditation. And so, like, for me, when I'm doing the meditation with the God Merkaba to envision peace on in Syria and Brazil, to remove the illusion of disease and all that kind of stuff. So I'm fanning the flame, and I'm visualizing the white light going to these countries, and then I'm visualizing the violet light. Then that's, you know, it's totally going through Syria, it's going through Brazil, and then I'm visualizing the white light, and it's going through Syria and Brazil, and I'm fanning, and then you're taking these deep breaths, like, and as you're blowing it out, you're fanning that with your breath, blowing it into physicality, you know what I mean? And and then with those colors, because, you know, they're transmuting stuff, and then the mint green, you fan the mint green into Syria and into Brazil to remove mind control from people. Because the mint green is doing, but that's just an inkling of what you can do. Like she mentions, like, okay, I want to have, like, say for example, a slimmer, change my body shape, you know, I want to have slimmer this, slimmer that, and, you know, this is just an example of what you can manifest. Okay, I'm visualizing my body like this, so you can deep breathe and fanning the dream into physicality. You know, with the violet light, with the white light, and then with the mint green. So these are just little examples, and I thought that would be fun to do with even my physical appearance to see what happens. You know, right now I've been kind of focusing on Syria and Brazil and wherever there's unease in the earth, that, you know, this go to wherever is needed, and that it be of divine intent, and that's all of life. That, because if you consider that you're manifesting your reality with your thoughts, then it's really important to be in integrity and to actually be totally clear in our actions and what we're actually choosing to manifest. So I'm choosing to manifest a life of grace and peace and inspiration, joy, and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll read a bit more. I'll read a bit about it anyway. So she says, someone asked the question, can you see if the God Merkaba plays a role in manifestation? It feels like there is a connection. And Almin answers, manifestation in the true sense of the world, I'm saying, see, there's words coming out under my words, I'm saying, and, you know, I didn't mean to say that, but it just came out. I meant word. So manifestation in the true sense of the word is the removal of illusion to expose the perfection of infinite intent beneath the illusional appearances created by the belief systems of man. Your manifesting ability should improve by doing the God Merkaba because you're walking in a sacred illusion-free space. I really get that, because she really goes into like you're breathing, and, you know, it really does make sense. The more you do, it's just kind of like, yeah, I actually get this, you know? So she says, it is extremely viable for creating invisibility from evil intent. When activating the God Merkaba, state the intention clearly. I am invisible to all intent. I'm invisible to all ill intent. Cancel that. I just want to go back and cancel. I'm invisible to all ill intent and harmful influence. Now, Almin has a beautiful sigil called Aranak Ba Estatifani. And you can do the sigil every day, or you can meditate on the sigil. It's an angelic sigil. And you can call this beautiful angelic being into your home, into your environment. And let's just do it for the listeners that are on the show right now, because I can see that some left, and those who are, you know, listening right now are meant to hear this. So I'm going to call the angel now. I call the angel Aranak Ba Estatavani, and by the power of your holy and sacred sigil, I instruct you to place your holy and sacred sigil within my being and all who hear this beautiful radio show, and that it benefits their lives and that it blesses their lives for making them invisible to hostile and destructive intent. So I'll just click on that, creating invisibility from, I actually would put in inverted commas the word evil because, you know, there really isn't. So anyway, how to prevent mind control. And,
I wondered about that. I felt that it was a very strong word to use. And
it's
also
a strong word to use, isn't it?
Yeah, I also thought, one of the thoughts that I had was, you know, like if everything is in us, then how can there be anything that's directed toward anybody that is bad? Like, how can anything be bad?
I know.
Because
that's
if we're creating everything in a reality, then, okay, maybe we are guarding ourselves from ourselves and the things that we're subconsciously manifesting. Because I can't see how I'm doing it. We are everything.
Yeah, but it could also be stuff on the subconscious, Joanne. It could also be stuff on the subconscious. Yeah, sorry.
It has to have been our subconscious that's creating whatever madness is happening in the world, because I don't believe there's anything outside of ourselves. So, I mean, that was all cleared up back in, I don't know, late 2005 and into 2006. So I don't really believe
But I noticed there was a thing from Team Almeen.
Mm.
Now, I haven't read it completely fully yet. And I think it's over here saying that there was chaos or something like that, because Almeen wasn't present at that stage, so a lot of things now have to be cleared up.
Okay.
And I'll come back to that in a second. But how to prevent mind control and thought form infiltration. Almeen gives the following effective method to prevent mind control and thought forms from infiltrating you. Daily for at least a week, do the God Merkaba. Now, if you go to the diary, www.spiritualjournals.com, and click on Almeen's diary, you'll see, or scroll back a couple of days, and you'll see, like she says, daily for a week, do the God Merkaba. You click on that, you send an email, or you give your email, and they will send you a download. By placing a ball of light around you as instructed, it is a sphere of light. It's impervious to everything except thought forms and mind control. To increase its effectiveness against that, you place a layer of lime green light, like a shell, around the ball of light that you create around yourself with envisioning and intent. Meditate on the sigil for becoming invisible to hostile and destructive intent, and included with the tools of freedom. And this practice can be done to protect your house and loved ones by placing a sphere of light around them too. So, there's tools of freedom. And that's brilliant because they're a free gift from Almeen, the tools of freedom from mind control and the effects of nanotechnology. He gave them as a gift. And that is from the book of Star Transmissions. So you would get that, the power wheel to remove all mind control, the power wheel to remove all nanotechnologies. NASDAQ Star Race Transmission from the Ampha Pavilion, and the sigil for becoming invisible to hostile and destructive intent, shields of freedom and wheels to cancel mind control, and ceremony instructions. Now, I did buy the book of Star Transmissions, and I very gratefully received these sacred wheels, which I carry in my pocket when I go to work, believe it or not. So it's good, because obviously if there's a radio on or anything like that, at least I know that there's something there that put in place that I don't have to, you know, kind of continually be doing work on when I'm carrying specific wheels to cancel it out. But I'm trying to see where I saw that. Yeah, it was the mystical secrets of high art, the high art of manifestation. And I think this is happening because certain things need to be cleared, because, I don't presume to know, but I can't remember where I read it, but I did see it. And apparently there was more chaos or something that had to be cleared, which would kind of make sense, because I was picking up on Pandora, and that's the jeweler's shop, funny enough, but I couldn't help but think of Pandora's box.
Yeah.
you know?
Of course.
Huh?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so yes. I just observed it, but, you know, there's no accidents. So this is going to be presented by Rohir in Moscow on Friday, March the 25th through to Sunday, March the 27th. And there's an early bird price for that. You can check out Amin's spiritual journeys for that. For years, the immortal Master Amin has been providing us with the components of masterfully manifesting an abundant and fulfilled life. Now, for the first time, learn how to combine these mystical tools into a masterful art of powerfully manifesting a life of joy, happiness, and grace. Amin is designing the curriculum for this event. It will include instruction in the mastery and refined skills of combining multiple tools in order to understand the will of the infinite as the guiding force of our lives. Teachings will incorporate an advanced level of training in working with personal time-lapse. Now that would be interesting. The event will have as its primary components time-lapse, the bird clock, and the fairy calendar of bird song. This last tool has yet to be received by Amin. So if you have any questions, please contact Sergey at amin.net. And anyone without a passport from a former Soviet republic must obtain a visa to attend. Visas are required for all visits to Russia. So please consult the Russian embassy site. And there's a link on that as well that you can go to. Or for information on obtaining tourist visas provided by the Russian embassy in Washington, D.C., or contact your local Russian embassy when not resident in the U.S. Your passport needs to be valid 6 months past the date of the expected departure from Russia. So if you just check out, there's more details there, but you can check it out on www.spiritualjourneys.com. Mystical Secrets of High Art of Manifestation, which is more stuff to come with the time-lapse, that's my feeling. And interestingly enough, someone else asked a question about, in following the time-lapse, would you concur that the square two has two T-junctions intersecting, and what is in square three? Two future influences not converging and yet connected. So there's a time map, and it does take a little while to get used to reading your time maps. I mean, I've been studying my one and kind of looking at it, and because it's, I feel my one is an organic time map, the lines aren't very straight, they're very wibbly. And that, in my perspective, I feel is a frequency map, because I did do the online course with Rohir recently. You can check that out as well about this time map. And there is an online course, it's a 3-hour online course that you can do, and it gives you a little bit more information, but I still feel that there needs to be more information about them, just to really kind of get them, you know. And that's just my own perspective, because I'm still learning about it. I'm still kind of, you know, feeling it, but at the same time, it's very, they say to get to know your time up. So like for me, in my perspective of what I've observed at the time up today, is about releasing programs, getting to the root of your actions, what is good, what is bad, and here we are about evil, you know.
Yeah.
This is evil, and you said, but there is no evil, there is no good, there is no bad, you're all things, and you're right, you know, because it's just an expression, and it's just a moment. So if we can change ourselves by changing our reality, then this again is maybe a program, you know. So there may be someone that we're seeing that's been posted on spiritual journeys, that, you know, it's the one in the many here at the end of the day. So some part of my being is still holding the illusion of what's good and evil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's like, why is it good or bad? Or try, we just have to try and get free of the programs, which is what I'm observing on the where we are on the stage of the time map right now. And there's a beautiful magnolia blend that you wear for this specific area where you are on the time map. And looking enough, David, before you get an extra template. So I just wrote out, because when you do the online course, you get this extra information about what different segments stand for and what area of your life you're dealing with that specific day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think the more you look at it every day, you kind of tend to get more of a feel for it. Even though it doesn't give subliminal information, it doesn't give that. Like, they're using the metaphor of, like, tea leaves give subliminal information. Time maps don't. It's a map. That's it. It does what it says on the tin. I know. It does what it says on the tin. That's my feeling, you know?
Okay.
And but at the same time, I don't know, because I'm still learning about it. And, You know, but my feeling is it's like, okay, well, I'm going to be in this segment tomorrow, or I'm going to be in this area of my apartment according to the time map. But then another part of me is kind of like, well, hold on a second. If reality is completely fluid, then how do you know you're going to be in that specific, you know, thing? Because reality is so fluid, so is this not kind of tying you into a
Maybe things just happen on different levels. So if something shifts, the possibility for something might still be there, but it could be operating from a different perspective or whatever, and then it just, you know, so so something that could be not pleasant might be and might turn, if the life changes and whatever, your perspective is different, it could be a blessing. You know what I mean?
Today is B, right? So it's as far as I'm aware, hang on, what date is today? The 26th. Okay, so 19B, so that's like transmutational, a day to gain perception from opposition in order to create a higher reality. So, and then we have, I'm going to share it with our listeners, we have a beautiful angel.
Can you read that again?
Because you get all these different letters. So, like, you know, A is transformational, B is transmutational, C is transfigurational, and D is transcendent. So you have, like, you know, say you've got different letters for different days. So, like, say today is, you know, February the 26th, say. So you go to this on your free, you get all of these, you get an entire list of angels for the year, and then you see, okay, today's angel is, I call the angel who has the wit. In mastery, I create a reality of grace. And this is with infinite intent, okay? So we're creating a reality of grace, and I'm calling the angel to help me, you know, express that as much as I can for this day. But also, it's a B, so 19B. So you see on your cosmic time map, number 19, and I can see in number 19 in that section from where I'm perceiving it means that it's a day for removing programs, getting to the root of my actions. What's good? Why is it good? Why is it bad? Why, you know what I mean? Why do I think that? Or what is the root of my actions? And it's a day to really help you kind of get free from programs. That's my perspective of it anyway. And so that's what it was. And to gain perception from opposition in order to create a higher reality. That's just a little bit about what today is about. And then you have all of the beautiful Fragrance Alchemy that you get, that you can use with it to help you clear those meridians as well. And so what I'm saying is when you have the actual meanings of the actual segments, because it turns into 8 segments, and you can see where you're going to be what the days are holding or what area of your life that you're dealing with is on mindset. Do you know what I mean? So... Oh, this could be for business partners, this area for business partners, and it'd be a good day to have a business meeting this day. Do you know what I mean? Because it's related to business. So it would be a good idea to maybe make all your business things for that day, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good to be aware of it because you can see how the day can be influenced slightly, you know?
Yes, totally. It's it's very involved, isn't it? I'd say that you'd have to really study it to know, you know, what you're doing.
Sorry about that. It is. It's like for me, I'm still getting to know it, and I am actually interested about doing the online course with Rosier. Because I want to know more about it. It is what I mean for the Red Dragon used to use. This cosmic time map. China is totally booming, and it's a Chinese calendar. That's what we're living off. And what I really observe is since I bought this time map, because I'm living off a different calendar. You know, and essentially, I think when you essentially, you know, say, yes, I'm going to do this, then you're signing up for it, not only physically, but energetically as a proxy for all of existence.
Yeah.
So it's blessing all of life. And what I'm observing in, say, my place of work is that, you know, my employer hasn't bought a calendar for the year yet, for the new year. I just thought it was funny, you know.
Yeah, that is funny, all right. I find that a lot of people at the moment are very kind of like, it's like there isn't an awareness that things are really kind of speeding up. I mean, we're actually at the, you know, the date today is the 26th of February. And it almost feels like the new year has just begun in a way that I've never really felt as strongly before. Usually you kind of feel like you're well into the new year by the end of February, you're coming into March. But this time around, it feels very much like you're in alignment with that Chinese New Year, not actually the, you know, the Western New Year as we know it. So I just find that very interesting.
Well, I do find it interesting, and I'm just observing that the elections are on in Ireland as well, and I'm just going, that's interesting. And today is a day for shedding the old, you know, shedding that which is present.
Yeah.
I just think that's really interesting. But I feel that people are like, oh, China's booming, and you know, they're doing so well and all this kind of thing. But I who knows what's going to happen if, you know, people in different parts of the world are going to start living from the Chinese calendar? Then it's going to have a ripple effect throughout the earth. You know, it's not just in one place.
Yeah.
So I think I have about a few minutes if you want to play the Hajika brainwave meditation, and that is to assist in removing mind control, and you get that as a free gift when you order The Bridge of No Time, which is actually available in hardback now at the moment. So that's great. So I don't know if you want to say anything else, but I would just like to say good night and thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week.
Thank you, Vanessa. Well done.
You too. Thank you. Uh-huh. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.